No matter what we humans think about, we tend to pay more attention to stuff that fits in with our beliefs than stuff that might challenge them. Psychologists call this confirmation bias. When we have embraced a theory, large or small, we tend to be better at noticing evidence that supports it than evidence that might run counter to it. Consider the quasi-astrological description that opened this chapter. A person who wants to believe in astrology might notice the parts that seem true. You have a need for other people to like and admire you, and ignore the parts that aren't. Maybe from the outside you don't really look so disciplined after all. A person who wishes to believe in horoscopes may notice the one time that their reading seems dead on, and ignore or rationalize the thousands of times when their horoscopes are worded so ambiguously that they could mean anything. That's confirmation bias. Take, for example, an early experiment conducted by the British psychologist Peter Wason. Wason presented his subjects with a triplet of three distinct numbers, for example, 2, 4, 6, and asked them to guess what rule might have generated their arrangement. Subjects were then asked to create new sequences and received feedback as to whether their new sequences conformed to the rule. A typical subject might guess 4, 6, 8, be told yes, and proceed to try 8, 10, 12, and again be told yes. The subject might then conclude that the rule was something like sequences of three even numbers with 2 added each time. What most people failed to do, however, was consider potentially disconfirming evidence. For example, was 135 or 134 a valid sequence? Few subjects bothered to ask. As a consequence, hardly anybody guessed that the actual rule was simply any sequence of three ascending numbers. Put more generally, people all too often look for cases that confirm their theories rather than consider whether some alternative principle might work better. In another later study, less benign, two different groups of people saw a videotape of a child taking an academic test. One group of viewers was led to believe that the child came from a socioeconomically privileged background, the other to believe that the child came from a socioeconomically impoverished background. Those who thought the child was wealthier reported that the child was doing well and performing above grade level. The other group guessed that...